Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, docker Andrew Brayshaw joins The Big Breakfast.
We gave you the chance for a shout-out to the amazing women in your life.
Perth's biggest Kylie fan came in with a bit of his merch.
And Sandra Sully talked to us about International Women's Day.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
How's your massage going, Kimber? You okay over there?
It's amazing.
You're all good?
You're
I feel great.
Yeah.
You've made me happy. Thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, Becky's exhausted.
Oh, that's what we forgot to say, is you now have to rub Becky from
Oh, it's okay. I can do that.
Well done. This is exciting because footy is back, let's be honest.
It certainly is.
A big pre-season scratch match at the Rushton Park there in Mandurah. It's a sellout for Sunday. You'll hear it live, the Dockers and the Eagles on Mix 94.5 from 4 p.m. But we're about to announce our new docker because Lachie Neal, he's out of town.
He is.
He's gone to Brisbane. Yep. We need a new docker for 2019 to complete our footy team. Of course, Andrew Gaff is our West Coast Eagle.
Yes.
And our man...
Oh, drum roll.
It is really dramatic.
Was pick number 2 in the 2017 National Draft. He's a 19-year-old who played 17 games in his first year. He wears number 8 for the Fremantle Dockers. Listen to this.
Brayshaw around the body. He goes and gets the goal.
Brayshaw has to settle. Now he's got to work his way around. Ellis, good kick. Brilliant goal.
Brayshaw... found some space, got plenty on it, it's long. How about that for a start? Brayshaw goes for home. Oh, Ross Lyon's good. He'll give you the kid, he'll give you the man.
It's the man, Andy Brayshaw. Welcome, mate. Welcome to the team.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Andy, it's great to have you. We get to know you, we get to become buddies over the years. So, you know, this is going to be great fun. Are you keen?
Yeah, super excited. From what Locke told me, it's a great opportunity, so I can't wait.
Oh, we'll look after you, Andrew. Don't you worry about that.
Thanks, guys.
Well, of course, you were housemates with Lachie Neal, weren't you?
Yeah, so actually I sat in on a few of his calls with you guys. So,
oh, really?
I've learnt the ropes from him, I think.
Oh, you were feeding him the information, weren't you?
Oh, that's the reason he wasn't coming in. They were playing PlayStation or something.
That was it.
Yeah. Now, Andrew, of course, you have a famous surname in this state. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your family, your brothers, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of my family is from Western Australia. Mum and Dad both met over here, got married over here and then moved to Melbourne. And that's where me and my brothers were raised. I've got 3 older brothers. My oldest brother, I'll get to at the end, my 2 middle brothers who probably most people know, Angus Brayshaw, who plays for the Melbourne Footy Club,
yep.
And Hamish, who plays for the West Coast.
Yep.
So they're both playing footy. Angus got drafted in 2014, Ham in my draft year, and then Will just got back recently, actually 2 nights ago from Afghanistan. So
he's in
the Australian Defence Force. So he's been gone for the last 6 or 7 months now, and so he's just got back, which is it's great to hear.
Yeah, that's
great.
Hey, Andy, you know I bleed purple, mate. It's Claire's here. Love you, love you, man. You know that. I just want to say this is a really weird thing because I used to do little athletics with your old man down at Charles Riley Oval in North Beach way back in the late 70s, all those years ago. Did he really make you boys run 100-meter sprints on Christmas Day? Is that true?
Well, that is true. We do 100-hundreds on Christmas Day. I think the first one, I think he definitely encouraged us to do. But since then, it's been pretty self-driven, me and my brothers. We all just want to do it and go out there and have a bit of fun. So, it's become a bit of a tradition over the last few years.
Hang on, is that before or after Pavlova? Like, when are you doing that?
That is first thing in the morning. Really, it's so you feel good about yourself when you can go have your big lunch and have your Pavlova and, you don't have to feel as bad as most people do on Christmas Day that are eating some bad foods.
Right. Well, Andy, also too, I believe your girlfriend lives in Melbourne, but of course you live here in Perth. So what do we have to do to get her over here for you?
Yeah, so my girlfriend Lizzie does live in Melbourne. I hope she's listening to this. But, someone give her a job. Someone get her into uni. If you can pull any strings you can, I'd love to get her over here.
Good. Okay. We'll do what we can. We know some people.
We'll pull some strings, buddy.
All right.
And, mate, of course, you know, last year ended prematurely for you, so you must be champing at the bit to get into this season, right?
Yeah, definitely. Last year didn't finish the way that I wanted. And,
sure.
A bit of a chip on my shoulder. So come back, played against Collingwood on Monday, and that was a really good hit out and good fun. And and got West Coast this weekend. So I'm really just looking to build on every game that I'm playing this year.
Yeah, pre-season derby down at Rushton Park in Mandurah on the weekend, mate. No Fifey, but can you tell us amongst your squad who are the squad most excited about? The big improvers, the guys who've built a bit of muscle up? I heard you're a bit bigger yourself.
Yeah, I've put on a little bit of weight. But yeah, there's some good guys coming through the list. I think someone who's put on a bit of size, who's a mature age recruit, Brett Bewley, is someone that I'd keep my eye on.
Yep.
Yeah, a bit of a bigger body mid, who's got a thumping left foot, so keep your eye out for him.
Hey, mate, we're looking forward to a great season with you and for the Dockers as well. Andrew Brayshaw, our man, number 8 from the Fremantle Dockers, and we will talk to you again really soon, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Thank you.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
She's back in Perth. Kylie, we speak of, with her Golden Tour tomorrow, South Perth Foreshore, a day in the green. She's doing Day in the Green gigs for the first time ever. Tickets through Ticketmaster, presented by Mix 94.5. We've got a special guest in the studio right here. Now, we did catch up with Kylie recently, but someone who's spent a small fortune, not just in cash, but in love and time, for his devotion to Kylie Minogue is Terence. Terence Bedley. G'day, mate. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Terence, you've been a Kylie Minogue fan pretty much your whole life, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that. You don't need to know my age.
Well done. And so, you know, you were always a fan, but when did it turn from just going, I'm buying a few albums, she's my favourite artist, to the collection that you have? Because you have a dedicated Kylie room in your house.
I think that might have been when I had to share my room with my brother.
Mm.
He loved Danny, so I had to outdo him and do Kylie.
He was right. A Danny Minogue man.
He was.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had no competition with Kylie.
No, not enough merch on Danny.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so how much, you buy a lot of merchandise. Yeah. How much does that cost you?
I could probably buy another house.
Really?
Oh, Terrence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Far out.
Your wife is very patient and understanding.
She's a good woman.
So you can't walk past anything Kylie without buying it, or?
It would be very hard right. to if it's resist.
Something okay. genuine, legit. Have you been to balls or any of those events where they have the raffles or maybe even an auction and you can't resist putting a bid in for a Kylie item?
I have to resist at that.
You've got to be careful, don't you?
Yeah. My wife would probably divorce me.
Because they pump the price up pretty quickly at an auction. Yeah.
I mean, at the Chili Peppers gig the other night, I saw a couple of merch stands that were sort of maybe 10 different T-shirts, a couple of scarves and things like that. So in terms of merchandise, would you buy everything there?
Last time she came to Perth for the Kiss Me Once tour, I did walk up to the merch stand and said, I'll have one of everything. The girl looked at me and she went, are you serious?
Everything.
I said, I'll have one of everything. And she went, are you sure? And I went, yeah. And I said, don't you have this happen to you? She goes, I've heard about it, but never seen it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. The next thing she did was call her husband saying, we can't put the kids through private school.
Look at that credit card. He's getting weighed down.
But hey, again, I mean, your daughter was born to a Kylie song.
Yeah, that actually wasn't planned.
Okay.
I mean, we did have a playlist going on, and while my wife was pregnant, we did play Can't Get You Out of My Head to a Belly.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Obviously she heard the voice and went, well,
it's time to come out.
Wow, timed it.
Did she come out spinning around or what was going on?
No, not quite.
Mate, this is sensational. When we were about to talk to Kylie last week, we obviously did a bit of research, and it is phenomenal when you look at how many hits. I looked at her British hits alone, let alone the Australian charts and the rest of the world, and it was like they were coming up with the top 40 Kylie hits, and they had to try and cram them in because there were 51 charting songs over there. She's a huge, huge artist.
Yeah.
And in the UK, they absolutely love her.
Yep. Yeah. Australia doesn't realise what a gem we've got.
Mm.
What about in terms of your collection, what have you got that wasn't very expensive but is sort of the most dear to you, the thing that you're like, that means the most?
That probably would be the signed autograph that she sent me while she was recovering from breast cancer.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So it didn't cost me anything. All I did was write her a letter just wishing her well in her recovery and come back to stage when you're ready.
Oh, nice.
And, got that in the post and that's going with me when I die.
Oh, mate, that is better than an email or a letter from the Queen.
Yep. Yeah. And, Terence, you're going to be there at the gig in the second row.
Yep.
You've got a sign made. What will the sign say?
Kylie, can I be your wild rose?
Oh, nice.
You old smoothie.
And the funniest part about this too is that your wife's just up the back in the nosebleeds.
Oh, you're not together?
They won't.
No,
sit
we're not
with
together.
Him.
I don't go with anybody because I get in the zone.
Yeah, of course.
So anybody that goes with me is just dead with me, so they might as well not sit with me.
Yeah. Do you ever get a lyric wrong? Because you'd pick up the artist. If Kylie got a lyric wrong, you'd know, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I would It could happen.
Yes.
But I wouldn't.
Highly unlikely when you're in the zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's wow. Sensational, mate. So you feel like you're almost friends with Kylie. I mean, you know, like.
Oh, we're best mates.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know it.
Mate, enjoy the show. You're going to love seeing her again here. And what a great night. You know, Sir James Mitchell Park with the Swan River right next door.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. You're not the only one going because we've got some winners.
Emma from Lansdale. Congratulations. You're going to see Kylie.
Oh, no way.
True way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you'll look out for Terrence. He'll be holding a sign and sitting on his own in the second row there.
Without his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Emma, you've got two tickets to Kylie Minogue's Golden Tour tomorrow night down by the Swan. Well done.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. And is that Applecross? Yep. Vanessa?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Consider it done, my friend.
You're in.
Awesome. I saw her in 89 in Melbourne. This is just a dream. Awesome. Yay.
Have a good time, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Oh, Emma and Vanessa picking up a win right there to go and see Kylie.
Were you at that gig in Melbourne?
No, I've only done Sydney.
Okay.
Oh, it's the Kylie effect. Just rolls onto everyone.
It's called the zone, Kim.
The zone.
It's the zone. Yeah. Terrence is in the zone already. Really good. Exactly. Enjoy the weekend, mate. Good to
thank you.
Catch up.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
It's International Women's Day, as we know.
Yes.
And superstar journalist Sandra Sully, we know what she does in front of the camera. She's been so good for so long. But she's been working in, you know, to sort of tie up and celebrate International Women's Day on a bit of a passion project for her. It's called Agenda, Empowering Australian Women, and a new glossy coffee table book featuring 15 trailblazers of all ages and all walks of life. And Sandra joined us. Sandra, on International Women's Day, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Isn't it a great day to be a woman?
It is.
Guys?
It certainly is.
It is.
Now, Sandra, look, it is a tough time to be a woman, I'm going to say. Times are changing, and after years of women finding freedom and rights, it now kind of feels like if we celebrate women, that instantly is misread as we hate men. How do we kind of better manage this gender imbalance?
Well, one of the key messages in my agenda for International Women's Day is to say without men, we're not going to achieve what we want to achieve. We need to bring men on board and make this more of a we issue than a she issue. It's not to make men bristle and shy away from the day. In fact, it's about celebrating women and everything we've achieved because, you know, it's been a rough, tough climb out of, you know, the shadows really to claim our rights. But if men who still run the game, let's face it, in politics and business and the boardrooms and on the sporting field, if they still run the game but they want the same opportunities for their sons and daughters, then we need to stop preaching to the converted and get men to be our champions of change because without them we won't get what we need.
Sandra, as a middle-aged white man, I think I may have the answer for you for this whole complex problem.
Waiting for years to hear this.
You know, it's no doubt that with the Me Too time that we've gone through, it feels very much like we've reached a tipping point, which is obviously a good thing, and it creates feelings of ill ease for some people. But you can't make an omelette without breaking some eggs. Do we sometimes forget to celebrate the strides that we have made? I think about, you know, what's happened with race, what's happened with sexual preference identification and indeed with gender equality. There have been movements forward. I know we want things to happen now, but do we sometimes not give ourselves a slight pat on the back for where we're going and the direction we're headed?
Look, I think today is all about acknowledging how far we've come, but equally what's left to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if 68% of all primary carers are still women, 70% of primary unpaid carers for children are women.
Mm.
If the new face of homelessness in Australia is older women, there are reasons why. So today, as much as we can celebrate how far we've come, we also have to acknowledge that there's still a long way to go.
Hey, Sandra, gender, empowering Australian women. So we're talking about 15 trailblazers here. So Dame Quentin Bryce to Kate Campbell, the Olympic swimmer, Kate Jenkins, the Sex Discrimination Commissioner. Could you have gone for some heavy hitters, some A-list? What are you doing, mucking around there?
I know, but then I've got two pocket rockets, a 15-year-old out of Byron Bay called Holly Somerville Knott, who has her own business. She's trying to save the orangutans in Borneo, apart from finishing school and on the speaker circuit and just been shortlisted 2 weeks ago for the Telstra Emerging Leader Businesswoman of the Year. 15, extraordinary. And then we've got 16-and-a-half-year-old Jade Hammeister, the only woman in the world who's conquered three polar ice caps. But the message is also here for young women is to stop being so self-absorbed and selfie-obsessed, because your looks will fade and your financial future is the only thing you can rely on. A white knight won't come in and, you know, save the day. It's up to you. So you know what? Tool yourself up, get smart and prepare yourself so that you don't end up being one of those women, Australia's face of homelessness, you know, destitute, poor and in poverty. It's just awful.
Mm. Hey, Sandra, happy International Women's Day and great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandra.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Dale Alcock, part of the show this week, and building, renovating or developing, you're in safe hands with Dale Alcock and his team.
I can imagine it must be such a great pleasure to renovate your home. And of course, with Dale Alcock, you can transform your lifestyle with their home improvements.
Absolutely. The Advantage Series, and we've talked about this for a while, under $200,000 from under $200,000 and over 20 grand's worth of bonus inclusions. You don't get much for nothing these days.
Good on you, Dale Alcock.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
And a great opportunity to give a shout out to the amazing woman in your life. Renee's in Atwell. Renee, who do you want to shout out to?
I want to shout out to my very best friend of 40 years. Her name is Jack. She is amazing. Not only did she step in as someone for me to go to when I lost my mum with breast cancer, but she was diagnosed a few years later. Mm. And she's just been amazing. She is there for everybody all the time. She's there for her children who have some ongoing issues as well. She's there for all the friends of hers from work. She's just selfless. She does everything for everybody and she deserves a little bit back for herself.
Okay. Oh, so was that Jackie, was it, Renee? Is that who you said?
Her name's Jackie. She's amazing.
Yeah. It's hard to come across friends like that, isn't it? You only meet a few of them in your lifetime.
Yeah. We met at primary school and we've tried to get rid of each other, but we just can't.
Oh, that's a sign.
Thanks, Renee.
Good on you, Renee.
Some people
good
aren't lucky you, enough to have that friend.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Let's go to Brookdale. Angie, tell us about the wonderful woman in your life.
It's my younger sister, Chrissy. Uh-huh. She taught me how to be a great mum. I was a lot younger when she was born. She's 13 years younger than me, so I've watched her grow up, and she's such an inspiration. She's followed her dreams through all of the hardships, supported me through my mental health issues, gone on to study to be a social worker and help other people, and spends every day helping women in need. She's my absolute best friend. She's my inspiration, and I'm such a blessed person to have her as my sister.
Oh, she sounds awesome.
Something about selfless people, aren't they? Yeah, that's incredible.
She's fantastic, and now she's helping me with my daughter's mental health issues as well. So she's just amazing.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to have a good sister like that, it's a very special bond, pretty hard to recreate with anyone else.
Yeah, we're celebrating International Women's Day, talking about those inspirational women in your life. Let's go to Ferndale. G'day, Beck. Who have you got?
I've got my mum, Kay. She is amazing. We've got four kids. She comes in, she does our washing for us every week, two or three times.
Can I have her number, Beck, please?
She's a godsend. And then, she looks after my kids. We do a lot of night work, so she's always babysitting. She's always there anytime I need her. Mm. She lent me her car on the Chili Peppers the other night. Husband drove it home, crashed it.
Oh no!
Oh, dear.
Give it away.
So, bad day. We're obviously not doing anything back for her.
Oh, wow.
Wow, they sound like amazing women.
Good on your back.
And we know there's plenty more of those stories too, like just people out there that are just doing their best and looking after other people.
And, absolutely. You know, it is that selfless thing that a lot of women do. And I guess, that, you know, when we're talking about equality, they're the things that you can't quantify with a paycheck.
No.
But they take energy. They take commitment, they take selflessness, and they need in some way to be rewarded.
Yeah. And that selflessness comes naturally. They don't want anything back for it. It's completely selfless, which is pretty cool. I love that.
International Women's Day. Celebrate the woman in your life.
Yeah,
right. And let's be honest, here's a woman I mentioned earlier. She was a poster on my wall as a kid. Pat Benatar worked really hard in a pretty sexist kind of industry of rock and roll.
Yes.
And she went through a lot with radio people and music industry people, and she just kept on fighting. We met her a couple of years ago. She came in and met Kimber and I, which was very cool.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Let's hear it. Give me the details. Becky of Mount Helena is in here giving Kimber a massage on International Women's Day.
Becky's giving me a wonderful massage. It's, you know, hard to concentrate, but let's do this.
Come on.
Now, if you're looking for somewhere new to take your pooch, You can now take them to the Open Air Cinema in Perth.
Hey!
Yeah, it's great. The American Express Open Air Cinemas Film Festival. It's located at Ozone Reserve, and that's opposite the Hyatt in East Perth. And it's open right now. It opened yesterday until April 14. Okay. And there's a mix of new release movies and there's box office hits as well. And your dog can just cuddle up with you there on the beanbags. But they do say please be careful of films that might have gunfire or big explosions.
Right.
Because
right.
that, you know, if your dog's a bit sensitive to those things, it could be tough.
Sure.
And they've also said if you have to clean up your dog poo, that's part of it. You've got to bring a pooper scoop.
Of course.
You know, to watch all the big hits. And then you've got to keep your dog on a leash, which we can manage.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy going. It's a really cute idea. I think you can get along to that. So American Express, Open Air Cinemas, check it out at Ozone Reserve in East Perth.
What a great idea.
Great idea.
And until April 14, we can only do it while the weather's good. So get in there.
Oh, it's over a month. That's good.
Yeah,
I'd love
exactly.
to know what the classifications are for dog films, though.
Are they all dog films? Like Hotel for Dogs and all those?
A Dog's Journey.
They're playing Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, it's a big mix. So Jaws. Check it out. Now, guys, Metallica are returning to Australia. And
nothing else matters. Nothing else matters at all.
Can you bring your dog to this gig?
No. But Australia and New Zealand, it's their World Wired tour. They last toured Australia in 2013, and this tour has already played more than 130 shows since 2016. They're going to be at Optus Stadium on October 17, if you want to check them out. And who better to support Metallica at the shows than Slipknot? The Knot.
We're not your kind, but we're coming to Perth.
I get bored of their ballads.
Yeah? Just too easy going.
It's funny you say that, but that's pretty much the ballad, yeah.
The tickets for the show go on sale to the general public on Monday, March 18 at 2 p.m. Perth time through livenation.com.
Yeah.
And as with all of Metallica's worldwide shows, every ticket purchased includes a choice of the standard or physical or standard digital copy of their 10th and current album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
That's cool, isn't it,
to get that as well? And all tickets include a free MP3 download of the show that you attended, mixed and remastered by the team of behind Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
So they're looking after their fans.
Yeah, you get a little something extra.
And
so
for one day only, every ticket, Becky comes and gives you a massage during the Metallica gig.
No, it's Lars. He's an angry drummer.
Best. Yeah. And guys, due to popular demand, a third Perth show has been announced for Hugh Jackman.
Only joking.
That would be the best. What an incredible surprise if Hugh Jackman came
out
and did
that.
Yes. I'd love it. The man, the music, the show. The new show date is Friday the 23rd of August at 8 p.m. and tickets have already gone on sale, so you need to check it out through Ticketek. And that is your daily I Feel Great massage juice.
Good on you, Becky.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, of course, we've been talking about the fact that we've been talking it up, the Hearing Awareness Week, which is on right now.
Yes.
And part of that was for me to go to the Telethon Speech and Hearing Institute, the centre down there at Lake Munger. Who would have known it was right there?
Didn't know that.
I had no idea. I knew that it existed, the facility, and it is a magnificent facility. But I got the guided tour. Tom and I, a producer, we went along, got the guided tour of the whole facility, which is not just about hearing. It's about speech and about so much more and development for particular young people, which is unreal. And I got a hearing test done as well.
Well, you were somewhat curious but a bit nervous because you've spent your whole life in headphones.
Yeah,
and that
pretty much.
Can't be great for your hearing.
And you've
been at Chili Peppers the night before.
Yeah, that was the ultimate test.
Yes.
Yeah. So after getting a bit of a tour of the facility, which is brilliant because you see names around there like the Bendats and the Wileys who've donated a lot of money to the facility, which is brilliant. And you also see how good the facility is and there's so much going on there and how many different rooms where the kids will get their hearing tested and their speech tested and the like. But the hearing test started like this, but I thought it was quite funny.
The pressure test, we're checking to see if there's any gluey or fluid behind the eardrum, so that your middle ears are nice and clear. You don't have a history of that anyway. So your left ear seems a little bit weaker in the high tones.
Right.
You would probably miss some of the very soft, high-pitched sounds.
I thought it was funny that we started with a pressure test.
Well, I was going to say, did you get $250?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But what's really weird is when you put the headphones on, I mean, there's nothing about the test itself that's painful or anything. But the one thing I was doing, I was finding, because you really want to hear the sounds, because some of the sounds in both ears are very, very quiet. and they obviously prolong some of the sounds, or they stop some of them early, or they change the timing so no one can cheat, because you're pressing a button to say when you hear a sound.
Oh, okay.
And so someone cheating would be just pressing the button, and they know that you're cheating because they'll try the test again.
Well, and not just because you're cheating, but your brain plays tricks on you.
Yeah.
And so you think you can kind of hear something when you can't.
Yeah, and I'm no dog.
Really?
Because some of those, yeah, some of those things were so quiet and almost like a reverberation kind of sound. And I'll go, is that a sound? Okay, I'll press the button now. But I was finding I was holding my breath, so I didn't have the breath noise joining in.
Yeah.
And I was doing the Kimber thing. I started hearing my heartbeat, which was a bit weird.
Oh, it's the worst part.
It came to results time.
Your hearing is not too bad in that it's in borderline region.
Okay.
But it is sort of what we would term a mild hearing loss in both ears.
Right, okay.
Okay,
right.
So it's probably nothing you need to do at this stage.
Yeah.
It's something just to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
So 36 years of wearing headphones and radio and going to lots of AC/DC gigs over the years, I'm doing okay.
You
I'm
did
just
pretty well.
Just below the level, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, great. But you've got to keep an eye on it. And it's also, you know, get your kids down there and get them tested, because hearing loss can change over time. And so it's, you know, and you don't want them to fall behind in their development.
Absolutely. And speaking of kids, we got an email yesterday from Tara. And this is really pretty cool. I'm pretty thrilled to hear that we were going to the Telethon Speech and Hearing Centre. And Tara was saying her son Owen attended the program, the Talk About program, down there for the last 3 years, and it's really changed their lives, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. So I just want to give a big shout out, of course, to Tara, but to the kids, to Owen and Zoe this morning, because they love the Big Breakfast as well.
Oh, good on them. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, and we're really glad they can hear us loud and clear, which is
fantastic.
Terrific.
It is the Hearing Awareness Week this week, so, you know, why not take the kids down and get a hearing test? Get yourself a hearing test.
It's like $20 for the kids.
Yeah, and it's great to have that information, and then you can do something about it if you need to.
Absolutely.
Cool. The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Half a slot.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Well, you know, on this International Women's Day, I don't want to say that Jen missed this.
No.
I think it was just overlooked.
Yes. She's a busy lady.
She's fantastic. It is a sad story. It's about the passing of a Belgian-Israeli businessman, Ed Erlaniado.
That guy.
Yes, who you probably wouldn't, I certainly hadn't heard of him, but he was a diamond trader.
Oh, yeah.
And in 2015, he sold the world's most expensive diamond called the Blue Moon of Josephine. Nice sounding name,
it does
isn't
sound
it?
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, yeah.
For $36.8 million.
Wow.
Now, you know, he enjoyed his life. He would party with models and all that sort of thing. But
poor
you know,
he had a few dollars to
he
his
had
name.
A few dollars and perhaps not all of it procured in a moral way.
Not completely legitimate.
You know, I'm thinking diamonds, Africa, but I don't know that.
I'm
just, you know, that was suggested of him at times, but I'm neither confirming
putting
nor
two
denying.
And six together there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But, you know, he loved to party, but I guess this is a story of for us all to consider that money doesn't necessarily make you happy.
No.
This gentleman was not happy because he was short.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
They said he had a bit of a Napoleon complex.
Okay.
And he was so concerned about his height that he never felt comfortable.
Oh, okay.
And that's sad, isn't it?
That
you
is
have all that
yeah.
money and whatnot.
Yep.
You can't use your money to just get your legs extended or that's the sort of weird stuff you can get
wish
done.
Wish it was that easy.
Well, my dear, it's interesting that you bring that up because this gentleman has passed away on the operating table.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? What, Kimber's idea?
The leg surgery.
Well,
it's a real thing.
The third leg.
Oh, the middle leg.
Oh.
Yes. He's attempted to have his manhood increased.
Tripod.
Oh.
And he's been injected with something and unfortunately suffered a cardiac arrest.
Yeah. From little things, big things, whoa.
Fortunate, isn't it? Poor bugger.
So it's a lesson for us all.
Well, oh, that's
be
awful.
Be happy with what you got.
True.
Yeah, and also a lesson that you don't really want to earn that much cash, because if you do, we all know what your personal insecurities are.
Yeah, no, be happy with what you got and learn to be good at cooking and cleaning like I have to make up for any shortfalls.
So I'm going to talk to my surgeon.
Hey, cancel that.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.